Proclamation number 3418 of 26th of January, 1945. Revelation of God in hours of need. In hours of adversity, God is so obviously recognizable that people of goodwill would have to become believers if only they would keep the course of their lives in mind, which again and again reveals divine guidance. His loving guidance will be recognizable especially in times of adversity, for again and again a way out will be found, and it would be unwise to portray this way out as coincidence, for it can often change a person's whole life. Every smallest event in a person's life is God's providence, i.e., according to God's eternal plan of salvation is unsurpassable wisdom found it to be beneficial for his soul and thus imposed it on him. If the human being is severely affected by such providence, i.e., if he finds himself in a difficult situation, God, in his love, is always willing to turn this situation into a bearable one again, and he often does this so obviously that the human being's thinking can become perplexed, that by reflecting on it he is guided towards an omnipotent, wise and loving being. And it is up to him whether he takes up these thoughts, thus comes to believe in a supremely perfect being and turns to him. And thus God approaches every human being and tries to convince him of his existence. He tries to bring him to faith through every adversity and the subsequent help. But it is absolutely necessary that the human being is willing, i.e., that he takes his own stand, which requires thinking about the meaning and purpose of the adversity. A person who feels hardship bitterly will also gratefully accept God's help, and he will then seriously think about it, and this will bring him to inner deep faith. And therefore the coming time can also be exceedingly faith-awakening and invigorating because obvious help will come if the human being wrestles in prayer, who therefore believes in God and his might, in his love and wisdom. The help is therefore a recognizable sign of omnipotence and love, and it will not be without effect on the human being. He will be able to become faithful if he is willing and only ever pays attention to how his life's fate unfolds, where great adversity is often remedied and he learns to regard everything in life as God's providence. For God reveals himself in adversity. He reveals himself to anyone who is thoughtful and wants to recognize God. Amen.